Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this Season 1, Episode 2 of Inside Fantasy Football. I am your host, The Guru. And, yes, it is that time, folks, what I talked about last week, and I have got so many questions on through Twitter. And you can also follow me on Twitter, folks. It's at TheGuruIFF. And also, I'd like to announce that our webpage is up. It's gurus.game.wordpress.com. You can find a link to it on my Twitter. But again, that is gurus, G-U-R-U-S, dot G-O, excuse me, G-O-T-G-A-M-E. .wordpress.com, and the top 250 fantasy football player rankings are out. And that special twist I was talking about, folks, is my top 250 players list does include individual defensive players. I know a lot of you, as me, play in leagues that has IDPs in them. And it's hard to find rankings that include IDPs with the offensive players. Well, here you have a list that will give them to you as they are ranked. And once we get through OTAs and into the preseason, up until the start of the season, the board will be updated. As we go through, like Jason Witten contemplating retirement, or C.J. Anderson as a free agent if he signs with another team, Dez Bryant has had an offer from the Baltimore Ravens, and he turned that down as he's looking for a one-year deal, and the Ravens offered a multi-year deal. He turned it down. But you can check that out on the website at gurus.game.wordpress.com. You follow the website, you'll get the latest articles that are put out. Any tidbits that I throw out, you can get it. But we want to look. I know I've had a lot of people ask me, who's your number one player? Who's your top five? Who's your top running back? But starting next week, before I get into that, starting with running backs, and each week I'm going to take a different position. We'll follow running backs by wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, kickers, and team defense will be one show together. Team defense and kickers, one show together. Then we'll be doing the IDPs, a show on them. That's defensive back, defensive line, and linebackers. So it'll be next few weeks is going to be very interesting. Folks, you need to stick with us and get the rankings as they come out. If you want to dominate your fantasy football league, get a chance to get the list and be ready for your season before it starts. Without further ado, I am going to give out my top five running backs on the list. Start with number five. Number five running back. Actually, I'm going to do top six. Because I can't leave either. Let's do top seven. I know. Starting number 10 overall ranking on my list is Melvin Gordon, running back, Los Angeles Chargers. good running back, plays in a good system, a balanced offense with Keenan Allen, wide receiver, Phillip Rivers, quarterback, Antonio Gates. Don't know if he's going to be retiring this year. I've heard that he is, or he may play one more year with another team. But number nine overall rankings, that NFL Rookie of the Year, Alvin Kamara, running back, New Orleans. This kid is phenomenal. He played at the University of Tennessee. I watched this kid play his senior year when they played Appalachian State. It was a great, great, great game watching him play. It was. Oh, before I forget, if anybody has a question for me on any of these rankings, the call-in number is 929-477-1237. That's 929-477-1273. We also, if you're listening online, we do have a chat board. I will take your questions right there. So get them questions, and at the end of the show, we'll get them answered for you. Number five, returning from injury, is David Johnson, running back, Arizona. This is going to be interesting as they have Sam Bradford as quarterback, and we know he's not played a complete season in a few years due to injury. They also drafted Josh Rosen in the draft this past weekend. Speaking of draft, after we get through the position rankings, I'll have an all-rookies ranking coming out. Number three overall rank, Todd Gurley, running back, Los Angeles Rams. Todd Gurley, excellent running back in a great situation with a young quarterback, loaded wide receivers out in Ramsville. Number two ranking, Zeke Elliott, Dallas. This kid is phenomenal, Ohio State product. And with the release of Dez Bryant, and I'll be honest, a shaky wide receiving core as Dez Bryant is gone, Jason Witten looks more likely he is retiring, going to take a job as color commentator, taking John Gruden's spot in the Monday Night Football booth. So Zeke's going to get a lot of carries this year. Zeke is going to get a lot of carries, a lot of touches in your face. PPR league, he's going to rack you up some points. And number one overall ranking, Le'Veon Bell, running back, Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know how much longer he's going to be in Pittsburgh as they franchised him for the second time this year. If they do not get a long-term deal worked out, that's going to be one of them situations you're going to have to keep your eye on, folks. As long as it don't affect his on-field play, we're good. And we do have a caller here, folks. Let's see what their question is. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Guru.
Professor.
Quick question for you, man. What is the situation going on in Cincinnati with the Bengals? How much stock do you put in Joe Mixon, and how do you think that's going to carry out with Giovanni Bernard, I think is his name, and the other running backs in Cincinnati?
Okay, Giovanni Bernard, Joe Mixon, and the drafted rookie that out of Miami, Mark Walton, that they drafted this year. He was the top running back at the University of Miami. He is actually more comparable to Giovanni Bernard. So Joe Mixon is going to be the number one wide receiver after Jeremy Hill left and went to New England this past off season. So Mixon's going to be the number one running back, and Giovanni Bernard's going to be the number two back. But if he does not watch it, Mark Walton will take carries away from Giovanni Bernard, but the bell cow back for Cincinnati is going to be Joe Mixon, looks like, from all reports that I'm seeing.
So you think he's a good guy to go with?
Actually, Joe Mixon, yeah. If last year was a hard year for him being a rookie, coming in, playing behind Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill, and learning the system, how Cincinnati does things, and we know Marvin Lewis's reputation with not playing rookies too much at the beginning. Yeah, he's going to be a good back for your fantasy football team.
One more question. What about T.Y. Hilton, wide receiver in Indianapolis? What are your thoughts about him?
T.Y., honestly, if you look back at his stats, when Andrew Luck is playing, he's phenomenal. He's a good wide receiver. Last year, I believe by his stats, he did decent, but he had Jacoby Brissett and another quarterback throwing to him. He did okay stats last year, but his value is if Andrew Luck plays. It depends. I've not seen no reports coming off of injury. On the last thing, like I stated last week, it is reported he is throwing with a smaller football, not the NFL regular size football, but a smaller football, probably like a high school football. And if your draft is not until like halfway through the preseason and you can wait on keeping him putting him down as a keeper, I would wait because it all depends on if Andrew Luck plays.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, we also got a question on the chat board, and it is a question about the wide receiver out of New York Jets, Robbie Anderson. With his legal issues, let me read the question. How does Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson's legal issues play out in fantasy football this year? Well, it's funny that this user asked this question, as it just came out today by Pro Football Talk and SlaterScoops.com. Robbie Anderson is a phenomenal talent. Phenomenal talent. He's got the skills. He proved that last year, but arrest warrant has been issued for Robbie Anderson as of yesterday. He failed to appear in court. If anybody's not followed this situation, Robbie Anderson has several charges, felony charges, against him. And you don't know if he's going to play this year or not. It depends on how this legal situation falls out. Me, I like Robbie Anderson. He's a great wide receiver. The Jets finally solved their quarterback situation after draft with Sam Darnold. And I hate to see Robbie Anderson clear away because of these charges. Also, I'm looking at my Twitter and an update. Robbie Anderson's attorney says failure to show was misunderstanding. The attorney for Robbie Anderson said the receiver did nothing wrong. Ed O'Donnell told Daryl Slater of New Jersey Advance Media that he never received a summons that he was supposed to appear. I'm sorry, but the few times I've been to court, I knew exactly when I had to appear on charges. So I hope this situation right here does not turn out to be another good talent throwing his career away. I hope not. But let's get back to our top 50 list. Like I say, folks, if you have your questions, call in at 929-477-1273. Again, that's area code 929-477-1273. or hit me up on the chat board as this user right here did. But the top wide receivers coming in at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Davante Adams, a wide receiver at Green Bay. He is my number 14th overall ranking. Julio Jones, number 13th overall ranking. Odell Beckham Jr., 11th rating overall. And then we have DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Houston. DeAndre is an awesome wide receiver. He's finally got solid QB play down there in Houston with his Clemson buddy, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun is coming back from a knee injury, but it looks like he's going to be ready to go when the season starts. If you look at DeAndre Hopkins' stats with Deshaun Watson last year, they was phenomenal. They was excellent. And DeAndre is my number 2 wide receiver overall. Well, who's the number 1? Anybody want to take a guess? It is Antonio Brown, another Pittsburgh Steeler, taking the number 1 slot. Antonio Brown, an excellent wide receiver, got a big arm Ben Roethlisberger throwing to him. So it's Pittsburgh Steelers got the top 2 slots right here in my rankings. And it's not because I'm a Steelers fan. I'm not. It's those two players are the best at their position. I know some people would disagree with me, but that's just the way I see it. My top tight end, I know this is hands down, most people cannot disagree with it, as it is Rob Gronkowski, and he said he's coming back for one more year. He is the top running back, like it or not. Yeah, I know some people's going to say Zach out of Philadelphia, he's good. Some would say number 2, but Zach Efron's my number 3 as of right now, tight end. My number 2 tight end is Travis Kelce out of Kansas City. He is a phenomenal wide receiver, just like Gronk. When Gronk retires, he will take over. I know some people have asked him, what about Greg Olsen? Greg is a great tight end, been an all-pro, pro bowler for Carolina. His injury has dropped him in my rankings. He's still got a way to come back, and I believe he can work his way up. I have him listed as my 10th tight end, and that reason being coming back from injury, working himself back in. Yes, I know he played the last part of last year, but that foot injury is kind of a big deal. But I believe he will be healthy for fantasy football. And if you play in a league like I do, we have a flex position as tight end, so you can take running back, wide receiver, or tight end. If you don't have a chance to take a top 3 wide receiver, which of course is Gronkowski, Zach Efert, then don't risk a high draft pick on a top wide receiver. Yes, there is some steals like that, like Hunter Henry out of the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm getting my sports mixed up here. Los Angeles Chargers taking over for Antonio Gates. You also have Evan Ingram out of the New York Giants. Jimmy Graham in Green Bay. He's going to be thrown to by Aaron Rodgers. top quarterback, if you're in my, another Green Bay Packer, Aaron Rodgers, my top quarterback. He's number 24th overall on my list. Then we have some people going to disagree with this. That's fine. Deshaun Watson is my next quarterback at 36. I know he's coming off injury, but he is excellent. He's phenomenal. Russell Wilson is my number 3 ranked quarterback. He's got a new running back in Seattle. Their wide receiver weapons, they lost Paul Richardson to the Washington Redskins. So, but I believe they're going to be okay. I believe they're going to be okay in Seattle. Then we got Tom Brady, number 4. And, yes, I know some people are going to say, well, Brady should be number 1. Brady should be number 2. I look at this age, as showed in the Super Bowl, Brady is 41 years old when the season starts. He's still a good quarterback. He's still help you win your league if you have him. But you can't count him out, but he's getting on up there in years. And I'm sorry, I start playing the age when you get a quarterback 41 up there. Then you have Drew Brees. And then Kirk Cousins from Minnesota. All right, folks, I was telling you about defensive players. My number 1 defensive player, yes, I have him coming in at number 201, and that is linebacker Luke Kuechly out of Carolina. When he's on the field, he's a difference maker. You can see that when he plays with Carolina. That defense is better with him on the field. That's my number 1 linebacker. My number 2 ranked IDP, but my number 1 ranked defensive lineman is Joey Bosa out of the Los Angeles Chargers. My number 3 ranked IDP, number 1 ranked defensive back is Landon Collins, New York Giants. Everybody has seen him play. This is a guy I have on my fantasy football team. He was one of my keepers last year. More than likely going to be my keeper this year as I thought more and more about it. So, yeah, he is phenomenal. Game changer when it comes to the safety position, hard hitting. He can score you some major points if you play in the league with the IDPs. We're going to take a quick break real quick. Let me catch my breath. We're going to hit some quick news. We'll be back right after this quick break. Welcome back from that quick break there. And like I said, if you want to see the ratings that is on our website at gurusgotgame.wordpress.com, you get the full rankings. And again, starting next week, we'll be coming out with our position rankings. Be sure to join us back next Wednesday at 11 p.m. as we start that series. But quick news and notes, I already mentioned one of them with Robbie Anderson. The second is unsigned free agent, former San Francisco defensive back, Eric Reed. Get this, folks. He has filed a grievance against the NFL as for collusion, saying that teams of the NFL have conspired together not to hire him because of his stance of protesting the national anthem. While Eric Reed is a good defensive back, folks, I believe in free speech. Anybody knows me that I do, but you also have to deal with the consequences of your actions, and that's all what this is. They do not want a distraction, and even though Eric Reed has been, like, Cincinnati, I think, contacted him is what I reported, and he told them that he would not kneel for the national anthem anymore. Well, if you look at this, this has been a slow market for safeties anyway, and maybe as the season goes on, he will get a job offer, but he's having to deal with the actions of his consequences of his actions for kneeling in protest. Yes, Colin Kaepernick, he was asked to have a tryout with the Seattle Seahawks to be a backup to Russell Wilson, but he was asked if he would still plan to kneel for the national anthem, and he said he would, so the Seahawks canceled the tryout. So, folks, you deal with the consequences that happens with the choices you make. It happens in real life, and some of these players need to realize it's going to happen in real life. Excuse me, it's going to happen in fantasy football as it does in real life. But we're coming down on the end of time. We have no more questions on the chat boards. If we have any more questions as a callers, let me know. But the best way to take control of your fantasy football team is do your research. Go with your gut feeling about a player. That's how I do it. I go with my gut on this. And I know some people probably get tired of me saying this, but I go with my gut, I do my research, and that's how I've won the league back-to-back 2 years in a row. And no, that ain't brag, it's just fact, and it's not brag, it's just fact. I did my research, and I got lucky, believe me. Luck plays a lot of it. I've got some injuries. It's just how you watch the waiver wire. You look at the players, make sure you're going to get players. If you have one go down, have a plan for if one backs down. Oh, me. And I got a text from one of my competitors in the league that I'm in. We're in a fantasy destiny league. And they just texted me and said, we're coming at you this season. I'm always up for a challenge. Folks, we'll be back next Wednesday at 11 p.m. See you then.